I could go back and tell my first year teacher self anything, what would it be? Well, that is what we're going to talk about in this episode. I'm going to share two things that I wish I knew before my first year of teaching. It would have saved me tons of time, tons of energy, and it would have made teaching way more sustainable upfront. And I want you to know these things now, whether you're going into your first year of teaching or you've been teaching for a couple of years. Let's make sure that you know these two very important things that will save your time, your sanity, and your energy.
Welcome to the Teacher Time Podcast, a space where teachers are empowered to take control of their prep time so they can enjoy their time off guilt-free. You know how teachers are always working long hours? Here, we're changing that norm together by tackling your biggest productivity questions and planning challenges. I'm your host, Stephanie Polovchik, kindergarten teacher, toddler mama, and your very own productivity mentor. I know what it takes to get your important tasks done so you can consistently work your scheduled hours as a teacher, and I'm sharing it all with you here. In this community, we believe that you can be an effective teacher without sacrificing your free time. So let's ditch that constant cycle of overwhelm for teacher time strategies that work. Why? Because your time matters.
Hey there, teacher friend. Welcome back to the Teacher Time Podcast. I am officially getting into summer mode over here, and I hope that you are too. If you're not done with your school year yet, hang on. I bet you're really close. This week's episode, we are talking about two things that I wish I knew before my first year of teaching. Now, this episode is going to be helpful, yes, for any teachers heading into their very first year, but it's also going to be helpful for teachers who just feel like they're really struggling to leave work at work. Maybe they've been just in this state of constant overwhelm, wondering how they're going to get all the things done, and you just kind of want to leave that behind. So while I think this would be super beneficial for any first year teacher to know, it's really going to be helpful information for those of you who have been just in this constant state of stress and headed towards burnout, which is not sustainable, right? So that's what I want to help any of you who are listening hear about, the two things that I wish I knew then, and if I had, I think that it would have made a huge difference in just my energy, feeling like I was capable of being a teacher. Because if you haven't heard before, I usually tell this story on like live webinar classes. When I started in my first year of teaching, I was, of course, so excited, ready to jump in. You know, teaching to me has always felt like a passion. It's felt just like something that I truly enjoy doing every single day. It never felt like a job until I started my first year, and I felt really frustrated because I felt like instead of being able to focus on the best part of my job, the teaching, the students part, I was so bogged down by everything else that needed to get done. I had no idea how to manage my time or lack thereof. Very disorganized, just didn't have a system for anything. And, you know, it led to me spending a lot of my prep times like with my head in my hands, on the verge of tears, just kind of feeling like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. Like so overwhelmed to the point of lack of action, right? And so I just wouldn't do anything. And then I would end up taking work home with me, and I would end up, you know, saving lesson planning until Sunday night or just Sunday all day. And, you know, because I felt like, okay, well, I just don't have time to do this at school, so I'm going to work on this at home. And I would bring everything home with me, spend the weekend lesson planning. And what happens when you do this, when you fall into this habit over and over again, if you're lesson planning over the weekend, you're inevitably going to have things that you need to prep on Monday for Monday. And then it just becomes this cycle of never getting ahead and always kind of playing catch up. It's stressful and it's not sustainable. And so for me, what had happened is by the end of my second year of teaching, I was like, I need a change. Like, I'm just not cut out for this. Just all the negative self-talk that I was experiencing led me to Google search, like, what else can teachers do? And it was a really hard thing for me to be looking at because I knew ultimately I didn't want to leave teaching. I wanted to keep being an educator. I loved teaching the students. I loved those light bulb moments, seeing their growth and just helping them understand something. I loved finding ways to make learning engaging, exciting, and fun and authentic. And I know I'm saying all of this so that because I know that so many of you can relate to what I'm feeling. And if you are heading into your first year, you haven't started yet, I want you to know this up front because we all get into this career for the education of it. And we sometimes forget about the back end stuff. And you know, when you're student teaching, it seems like it's going to be all like super fun to do all of that stuff. At least it did for me. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to grade. I can't wait to do all of this. But when you combine it all and you have all of this pressure to support all of these students, to communicate with all of their families, it becomes overwhelming if you don't have certain things in place. And so I think college is really great at giving us the background knowledge and a lot of the strategy and the theory, but the best teacher is experience. And there are things that they just don't cover in college, at least in my experience, that I personally only learned from being in the classroom, and I wish I had heard about it sooner. And so that's where this episode topic is coming from today. I want to share two of the things that I wish I knew before my first year of teaching. Now, I probably could turn this into an entire series and, you know, do one episode on all the things that I wish I knew before teaching, but I just wanted to talk about two of the important things in this episode so that we wouldn't be here all day. I want you to be able to listen to this, take it, and then I do have something exciting to share with you at the end that's happening soon. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's jump in and talk about those two things that I think every teacher needs to know before they start teaching. Okay, so number one is to know your routines and procedures for your classroom. So I just was so excited my first year to jump in and start teaching. Like, I wanted to set up my classroom. I, you know, had a cute little theme. I think my first year it was like chalkboard brights. I don't know. That was what was in then. And so I was really just excited to set up the learning environment. And I was like, okay, if I just lesson plan and teach, like I'm good. Like, I know how to connect with kids. This is going to be great. What I didn't think about was all of the routines and procedures. I mean, literally, like, no procedure is too small. I'm talking, you know, how are students going to get their pencils sharpened? Are you going to do that for them? Are they going to do that? How are they going to ask to do that? When can they do that? Where are they going to keep their pencils? When can they use the bathroom? And how do they ask to use the bathroom, right? Like, all of these things, literally no thing is too small. How do they line up from their seats to line up to go into the hall? How do they move from their seats to come to the carpet? Literally every single routine, transition, these all need to be thought of. Because if you don't know, the kids will just like do what they want. They'll decide basically for themselves. And trust me, it will become chaotic. I learned this the hard way. And after that first year, I started to just write out what every single routine was going to be. So I actually had a document and I listed out every single routine, procedure, transition, voice level expectations, and I just wrote it all out. A lot of teachers I find over the summer are like excited to prep all of the things. They think that they want to, you know, get ahead on lesson planning. But for me, if you were going into your first year of teaching and you were asking me, like, what should I do? What would be the best use of my time over the summer? I would say before you start your new school year, At some point, you need to sit down and clarify all of these routines for yourself so that you're ready to teach them to your students. So I do have a classroom routines and procedures. I call it like a classroom handbook. I have it in my TPT store. I will link that in the show notes for you because I do give you like a list in there of different kinds of routines. That way you don't have to think of it off of the top of your head. But of course, you can just like open up a blank Google Doc and just start typing too. That'll work as well. But if you just want something done for you, cute, colorful templates with some prompts in there, you can grab that from my TPT store. Like I said, I'll link that in the show notes for you. But definitely knowing the routines and procedures for your classroom is a big one. Don't be like me. Don't learn the hard way. And if you are like me, if you're finishing up your first, second, third, whatever year of teaching and you're like, yeah, I have not been clarifying these routines and procedures. I have not been explicitly teaching them to my students. I highly recommend doing that now. You will thank yourself come the start of the school year. All right. And so that is the first thing that I wish I did. I wish I knew before I started teaching. And the second thing is very much related to this, but I think it's something that as teachers, we forget. We don't think of. Maybe you are very intuitive. Maybe you had a great college class that taught you to think about the routines and procedures for your classroom and to clarify all of those. And if you did, that's awesome. I'm so glad that you had that. But one thing that I do think we forget to do is to know our routines for ourselves. I told you earlier in this episode that during my first year or two of teaching, I would sit at my round table during my prep time and just feel completely overwhelmed, not know where to start because my to-do list was so long. I just would look at it and be like, what do I even do? Where do I even start? And if you're nodding your head right now, like I can just picture it. Like I feel like so many teachers can relate to this feeling of like, I have so much to do. I do not know what to do first. Like, I don't know where to start. And that is how we inevitably end up working nights, working weekends, and heading toward burnout, right? It's one thing if it happens here and there and you're okay with it and you want to do that and you feel energized still. But it's another thing when it becomes like a habit day in and day out and it's taking away from your you time, your time to just be who you are outside of being a teacher. And so I don't want this to happen to you. And I don't want you to be, you know, running to the copier last minute, trying to get those copies made, wondering what you're going to teach because you were just too tired to finish your lesson plans. Like, that's not beneficial for you. It's not beneficial for your students. And quite frankly, it's avoidable. So what we need is routines for ourselves as teachers. So what I'm talking about here is what you do when you get to work, what you do during your prep time, and being really specific and intentional and purposeful about how we get those things done, not just the process, but like what we prioritize. You know, when are you going to get your lesson planning done? When are you going to make your copies? And knowing how to shut your teacher brain off and kind of close out your tasks for the day, these are all important parts of making teaching sustainable and staying on top of the things that you have to do so that you can focus on the best part of your job, teaching. Right? You want to be able to have the energy for your students that they require. You want to be able to leave work at work and have the energy for yourself and your family when you get home. And the way that we do that is by having routines for yourself. So I told you earlier in this episode that I was going to have something exciting to share with you, and that is the College to Classroom Summit. So this is a summit that is happening next week, June 27th. If you're listening to this in real time, you know, before the 27th, you can still grab your ticket now. I am just one of the speakers, and during the live summit, I am going to be speaking about three routines that every teacher needs, and I'm telling you, these are super simple routines. It ties right along here with the topic of like what I wish I knew during my first year of teaching. And once I started utilizing these routines, oh my goodness, life became so much easier. I was able to stay on top of things. I was able to leave work at work. And I haven't just achieved those results for myself, but I've helped hundreds of other teachers do the same thing by implementing these three really simple routines that I am going to be teaching all about during the College to Classroom Summit happening next week, June 27th. The really cool thing about this summit is it's not just me. There's tons of awesome educators who are presenting on all kinds of topics that will support teachers in the classroom, you know, from classroom management to just like more specific content topics like writing and math. And it's going to be truly invaluable to walk away with the knowledge and the resources that are going to be shared during this summit. I believe if you can't show up live, you are able to also get recordings. So, you know, don't worry so much about that aspect of it. I'm going to link to where you can get your ticket for the College to Classroom Summit in the show notes. And I really hope to see you there so that I can share about the three routines with you. And just to give a little preview, I'm only sharing this here on the podcast, but the three routines are a start of workday routine, an end of workday routine, and a prep time routine. So I'm going to walk through in that presentation what those three things are. I'm going to give you examples of what that might look like. And we're going to just have some time for you to jot down what those might look like for you too, so that you can head into your new school year with an idea, at least a draft of what those routines would look like for you. I want to help set you up for success. So I hope to see you at the College to Classroom Summit next week, June 27th. Link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me here today, and I will talk with you next Tuesday.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what we talked about here and want to connect further, you can find everything you need on my website, www.teachinglittleleaders.com. And if you loved this episode in particular, share it with your teacher friends by taking a screenshot and posting to Instagram stories. Make sure to tag me at Teaching Little Leaders so I can see it and reshare. I'll see you next Tuesday. Have a fabulous week.